In the last month or so, 33 million wage slaves were freed from their bondage. But it appears that a lot of them didn't want to be freed. If you don't want to be freed from slavery, does that mean it's really not slavery? If you take a casual look at the situation, you might think the fact that they didn't want to lose their jobs means it's not slavery. But a deeper look might lead you to a different conclusion. What alternatives do people currently have? Many of them would much rather be starting their own businesses, but they can't do that because of regulatory hurdles put in place by those who profit from the W-2 wage slavery racket. They, quote, want a job because they have experience that leads them to believe that having a job is the only chance they have of entering into any business arrangement that remotely resembles turning a profit. What if there were no building codes, no occupational licensing, no income tax, no social security tax, no zoning laws, no child labor laws, no compulsory public education, no fake money laws? What if we had minimal government interference with the free market? If that were the case, why would someone want to be a wage slave in a corporate tax plantation when they could be a partner in a small enterprise that provided them with a decent living and the opportunity to accumulate capital and a lot more freedom? That's the way the USA worked before 1900. And it is the system that accumulated the capital that our elites have been plundering for the last century or so. Now that we've achieved a fairly high degree of automation, a lot of things that used to take a huge bureaucracy to manage, these things can be accomplished today with a few people on a website. We're still doing a lot of things we don't need to do just because we've always done it that way. The crisis we face gives us an opportunity to get our society reorganized along more rational lines. We're facing a wake-up call of historical proportions. If we're up to the challenge, we could have a peaceful and productive society. If we fail the test, we could have disastrous problems. Our authoritarian statist elites are like pack rats. They take something of real value away and leave us with some kind of a trinket that has much less real value. They separate us from our kids at kindergarten age and drag them off into the corporate tax jungle so that when we get old, our kids are hundreds of miles away and they aren't inclined to be much help. Social Security and Medicare are much more expensive than family support and not nearly as effective. Governments all over the world are broke. They're running out of money to enforce the draconian laws and regulations they've passed. They have lied themselves into such a state of fantasy that they can hardly function. We have the prospect of more people being freed from wage slavery and entering in the free market. If we just start telling the truth and not interfering with people, they will solve their own problems and usher in a new age of peace and prosperity. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.